Now, satire, especially political satire, is a bit of an art form. It's not easy to be able to show a mirror onto the world of politics. Now, Kathy Wilcox is a political cartoonist for the Sydney Morning Herald. We wanted to find out what's involved in becoming a political cartoonist, and what do the pollies themselves think of Kathy's work? Well, she joins us on the line now. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
Now, look, how does someone become a political cartoonist?
Well, it's a very, very long, long process, and it starts with having your dad read you the Peanuts comics on Sunday mornings when you're very, very, very tiny. And I think that's got to be the precondition. After that, it helps also that you love drawing, as I loved drawing, did it sort of as naturally as breathing, sort of forever, until the point at which I had to sort of choose what to pursue at the end of school. And, you know, it was just sort of a moment of going, well, actually, drawing is what I like better than anything else. So sticking with that, but also liking words, also liking social observation and other cultural things, never sort of thinking about drawing as in something in isolation from what else is going on in the world. And humour, all of those sorts of things. So I didn't so much seek to become a political cartoonist as that being a political cartoonist became the logical conclusion of all the things that I was interested in.
Right, so it wasn't a case of graduating from high school and being like, look, Mum, Dad, I want to draw cartoons for the newspaper.
No, not at all. I don't think, I've always been very instinctual about my sort of career pursuit and my, you know, the direction I've gone in. In a happy way, it was an area of my life that my parents didn't occur to them to interfere with it. so it helped that it was entirely outside of the remit of my parents to sort of be deciding what I ought to be doing. And so it was something that I managed to find really without constraint in that way. And it just sort of has gathered from a pretty strong instinct in pursuing things that I liked over things that I didn't like, things that interested me over things that didn't, and, you know, things that didn't interest me tended to make me sort of sleep and tune out and not do very well, and things that I liked would be just things that I'd sort of stay along for. And so, and my cartoons also didn't begin by being political particularly. There were single gag cartoons that fit with news articles when I first got work in the newspaper. Sometimes a bit sort of social observation, but otherwise also just fun playing with concepts and things.
Yeah, when you are drawing a politician, how do you approach teasing them without offending them? A particular former prime minister with fairly big ears comes to mind.
Teasing without offending. Well, I suppose I'm not that worried about offending. I think you make use of what is there, for one thing, like what's being put out there. As far as caricaturing goes, I learned at school at a girls' school that girls didn't particularly like being caricatured. Such was my observation in my life. I wouldn't like to say that it's exclusively that way. And I've also, you know, drawn pictures of teenage boys at expo type of things where I've been sitting there drawing people and finding that sometimes teenage boys are sensitive about their looks and don't necessarily like being drawn. But I think it's a widely accepted thing, or has been for ages, that those people in public life and in politics put themselves forward, and that which is public about them also gets to be fodder for the cartoonist. So it goes with the territory, and then beyond that, I think intent is what counts as far as whether it's whether it's a cruel caricature, whether it's a nasty caricature, and you know, whether you're actually seeking to hurt, or whether you're trying to capture something of the character of the person.
Yeah, I mean, how is a political cartoonist able to approach a topic differently to, say, a political journalist would?
Well, the cartoonist has not got the same requirements of factuality, so which is a pretty big concession in the first place. You know, it doesn't. If I'm not absolutely spot on in terms of having researched and got all the quotes perfect and got, you know, all the facts right, but then that becomes actually a responsibility to myself to be truthful and factual, in a sense that if what I base my cartoon on doesn't ring true, then it won't work as a cartoon. So I have a sort of a broader, a bigger truth to adhere to than a journo may. I mean, you know, we judge the journalists' work as well by whether we think that they're credible and whether it stands up what they're writing, or whether we think, no, that's nonsense. But so it's a sort of it's a broader but less specific adherence to factuality, to basis of truth, and also I think I can extrapolate more. I can afford to extrapolate more. I mean, opinion columnists, also opinion writers or journalists can do that, but I can bring in hunches, and I can bring in things that are really quite personal to me, senses of patterns of what's going on in the world. I can conflate topics as well. I can bring topics together that didn't necessarily go, and see patterns in them and draw connections with them were not necessarily there.
You have a wider scope, but that does seem like it's more tricky, I think, to really get it right. Is there anything that's particularly difficult for you to draw?
Difficult to draw. I'm probably a sort of a lazy cartoonist when it comes to drawing the whole sort of background stuff. Like, I'm a minimalist, and that serves me well, to only really want to fill in what is essential to the message that I'm trying to get across. But I will I'll formulate what a cartoon looks like within the bounds of what I know I'm going to be able to draw. So sometimes you sort of think, oh, there's an idea, it'd be good if, oh, no, but I just don't know how I would draw that thing convincingly, or, you know, whatever. So you sort of, you are constrained by what you can sort of, I don't know if you need more specific examples, but, you know, like architecture, I would prefer to just suggest the architecture of the place.
Yeah, the background. But I might,
yeah, and trees. My trees are fairly blobbish, and anything involving vehicles and you know, flight craft and stuff like that, I usually need to look up photo reference to have something to copy from, unless I just kind of do my standard noddy car.
Well, trees are about the only thing I can draw, so I'm sensing a collaboration in the future.
Right. Excellent.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Shane.
That was Kathy Wilcox, political cartoonist for the Sydney Morning Herald, telling us a little bit about what she does and life as a political cartoonist.